Social identities are communally created and conferred. Leah Thompson grew up in Austin, Texas, and started swimming at age 5. Leah grew to become a very strong swimmer, and in college swam for Penn on the men's team. Leah was born male and started college as a man, but during college, Leah transitioned and identified as a woman. This created a national conversation about trans athletes. While some supported Leah in her transition and accepted her as a competitor in women's swimming, others challenged the shift and maintained that she was a man. In general, some maintain that biology dictates gender. To be born male or female is to be a man or woman. While others are willing to accept the claim that people make about their gender. That is, you could be born male or female and still identify as either a man or woman. In studies, we find that not every female is treated like a woman. That is, biology doesn't seem to dictate who is treated like a woman. In fact, people knowing you're female might not even be enough to be treated as a woman. Consider a study some colleagues and I conducted. The study uses the backlash effect to determine who is seen as a woman. Backlash is simply the penalty that women often face for behaving in stereotypically masculine ways. Think about leaders for a second. Leaders often behave assertively. They make decisions, which is generally stereotyped as masculine. So female leaders often face backlash because some people don't like assertive women. But studies suggest that female leaders are less likely to face backlash from people not in their racial group. It's as if they aren't seen as women. In other studies, we find evidence that it's easier to categorize same race females as women than females of a different race than your own. Here, the point is not about the role of race, but more that womanhood is conferred by community. It's not given. You need others to agree with your view of yourself. Otherwise, there would be no need for the social category of gender at all. That is, when your community is your racial group decides to confer the idea of being a woman or a man to you. Because to be a woman or man means something within that community. It tells that community how to engage with you. It tells you how to engage with people in that community. Now, we could all be happy thinking of ourselves in whatever way we want, but without others agreeing with us, it simply doesn't work. The same is true for all other social identities. So what do you learn from this? Well, you can decide what you are and be that thing by yourself. Being something like a woman, a man, a Black person, an Asian person, even a child or a parent. All of these identities, all social identities, require being the thing with others.